Jordan, you talk about Carson throwing the ball a lot. How big of a factor is the running game to get that started this week? And, you know, Baltimore's run defense is number one in the league.
Yeah, they do have a really good run defense. You know, I think the biggest thing all time is you just got to go right at them. You know, you got to have a lot of respect for your opponent. But I think that's the best part is when you have a lot of respect for them, you game plan for them, you prepare for them, and you set your mind to go out there and dominate. I think the first game where somebody really challenged them was last game with the Patriots. They pinned their ears back and they said, hey, we're going to challenge this run defense that's top in the league. And they were able to do that and have some success. So we have to have that same mindset and go out there and play hard. I know we were bringing up Byron. He's a hard runner. He's quick. I'm excited to see what he's able to go out there and do as far as the run game, but also in the pass game.
You know, Carson's on the pace to set the franchise record for attempts this year. Mm-hmm. Not by a rookie, I mean by anybody.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think that's the record that we wanted him to break this year. But hey, he's getting reps, you know. So, hey, I'm going to try and always find the positives. And like I said, the best part about it, you don't ever hear this dude complaining. You don't ever hear him sitting out because his arm's sore. This dude's blue collar, hard nose. He's perfect for Philadelphia, and I'm glad he's my quarterback. So, like I said, he's going to be able to tough it out. It's something that we are trying to monitor. Obviously, Coach Peterson's been extremely vocal about it. So it's something that we're all going to continue to work at. By putting up more on the receivers, we convert more downs. We make bigger plays downfield, make more runs after the catch, less times he has to drop back and throw.
How much is it, when you look back and you reflect on the season, how much is it hurt you, the fact that you lost five games by a touchdown or less?
Yeah.
I mean, you add them up, I think it's like 19 points total. I mean, it's kind of crazy. I mean, it's a matter of a play here or there.
Yeah, of course. And then, and then a lot of it, too, was just, dumb mistakes. I understand games aren't going to be perfect. You know, we can go in every single game and say, oh, we beat ourselves. But there were a couple games we literally said, here you go, And that's the ones that you really just can't have. That's where discipline has to come into effect. And that's something that everybody has to a man, look at himself and say, what am I going to do to fix this? And so, like I said, we can continue to work on that now. You know, I think the biggest thing moving forward is just all of us finishing games. You know, you look at, there were so many games with, like, last drives. You go back to Detroit. You go back to this past game. You go back to the Giants game. You know, we've had those drives late in the game. All of us got to come together, and we got to go finish those. That's the next step for us. I looked at, I think it's like Matthew Stafford had like 8 game-winning fourth quarter drives this year. Mm-hmm. Like, now that's the norm for him.
Right.
It's not a big, that's the norm they expected to happen. We got to get to that point where it's expected of us to happen. We've had a lot of close calls, so we got to break through that, and we can start working on that these last 3 games.
This season's not over.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not where you want to be, obviously. But personal progress, I mean, you played outside, inside.
Yeah.
You've shown versatility. You've caught the ball consistently, fought through injuries, unfortunately.
Yeah, yes.
But from a personal standpoint, was this not what you wanted, enough for the team, obviously, but for your personal development this year?
I mean, to be honest, the main thing I wanted was a stable situation, and I think I got him with 11, So, like I said, I haven't had a quarterback that I can work with for a long period of time. So there's patience involved, and then obviously dealing with injuries, it's not ideal, but I think it highlighted a couple of other guys who can help us in the future. I mean, Trey's been outstanding. I mean, who knew he could snap? There's a lot of stuff that – there's a lot of positives still that come out of that, And so I'm excited. We got the guy who's supposed to be here at quarterback, for the long run. So I'm excited about working with him too. So I don't really look at it from like a statistic standpoint or this and that. My job is to go out here and play. It's to compete, help the team win. I feel we got a good nucleus, and then going into next year or the rest of this year, I just got to continue to be a leader no matter what the circumstance is. So I'm always looking forward to it. I'm always optimistic.